Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
There are just three NFL head coach openings left after the Buffalo Bills named Joe Brady their head coach on Tuesday. Brady served as the Bills' offensive coordinator since 2024, the same season Josh Allen won the MVP. Brady becomes a head coach for the first time at just 36 years old. The Falcons introduced their new head coach, Kevin Stefanski, on Tuesday. Stefanski saying Atlanta is where he wanted to be. The team is hoping to hire a general manager soon, and then they'll look into the roster this offseason. But Stefanski says Michael Penix Jr. is someone he's very excited about. Another new coach being introduced as well, the Steelers welcoming Pittsburgh area native Mike McCarthy as their next head coach. McCarthy saying this city, this franchise, this fan base mean the world to him. When asked if he'd like Aaron Rodgers to return, McCarthy said, definitely, I don't see why you wouldn't. Rodgers and McCarthy were together for 13 seasons in Green Bay with the Packers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your knowledge to work on the events that matter to you. Prediction Markets isn't just sports. It's the Fed rate decision, your favorite award show, and so much more beyond the playing field. Trade events with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available, as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Atascadero holding goal-setting workshops this week. County Public Forum on Immigration, Customs Enforcement, and Sheriff's Office Compliance. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 40 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Dozens of San Luis Obispo County residents packed the Board of Supervisors' chambers yesterday afternoon in a nearly eight-hour-long forum. The forum was scheduled in response to growing concerns about the role of the County Sheriff's Office in complying with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The form is required by the Transparent Review of Unjust Transfers and Holds, or TRUTH Act, which breaks down the number of requests from ICE to the Sheriff's Office and their compliance with those requests. Sheriff Ian Parkinson discussed their role in complying with these requests, including what they can and cannot do under state and federal law. Parkinson said compliance with state with ICE requests increased substantially in 2025 compared to 2024 due to a shift away from an open border. The Board of Supervisors asked Parkinson and county staff questions regarding ICE-free zones and protests that took place in the county jail. Here's part of the discussion on ICE-free zones.
Generally speaking, local agencies cannot prohibit ICE agents from accessing areas which are open to the general public. These include streets, sidewalks, parking lots, lobbies. The other type of ICE-free zone that several agencies have adopted are they prohibit ICE from commandeering their property from some sort of federal use. Enforcement of that, there's some practical difficulties with that, but what we can regulate is the federal government can't commandeer our property for their use.
And here's Parkinson responding to questions about the protest in the county jail.
You know, our job is to keep the peace. Whether they're protesters, whether they're ICE, whether they're whomever that come into a public lobby have a right to have their peace. So I don't want somebody that's protesting somebody for anything to put themselves in a position where you're dangerously getting close to interfering. Because if you get arrested, you would be charged federally with a felony. Not local charge for interfering, a misdemeanor. It's more than that. So my point is to keep the peace.
Almost 4 hours of the meeting was dedicated to public comment, and a majority were there to speak out against ICE, such as this commenter.
My son's second grade classmates are afraid they'll leave school to find an empty home. Principals are quietly circulating guardianship forms and preparations for parents being taken. Families are desperately searching for detained minors whose names don't appear in any system. All of this is happening here. We're alarmed and we refuse to accept this as normal. Our community is stepping up to protect our neighbors and we ask the same of you. Please make a plan before San Luis Obispo County becomes Minneapolis and share it publicly.
But others voiced their support for ICE, such as San Luis Obispo County Chair, Republican Party Chair Randall Jordan.
I am so disappointed in this county, the stands that these folks have taken. What we're seeing here is we're seeing people that are wanting to break the law. They keep talking about the Constitution. It's unconstitutional to cross our borders without being legal and without having permission.
While the meeting room, overflow rooms, and lobby were all packed, a protest was also being held outside against ICE. When the board discussed their next steps, they unanimously voted to direct staff to explore options for future actions and provide a report within 60 days. City of Atascadero holding goal-setting workshops this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:13. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:14. Two goal-setting workshops are scheduled for the city of Atascadero this week. The meetings will be held Friday, January 30th and Saturday the 31st in the city council chambers. Friday's meeting starts at 6 p.m. and will review upcoming and ongoing projects and improvements for economic and community vibrancy and on the zoo operations. The workshop will commence again Saturday at 9 a.m., continuing from the Friday meeting to discuss citizen engagement and provide an update on the Eden replacement project. Saturday's meeting will also review public safety, emergency planning, fire department standards, and an update on homelessness. The California Mid-State Fair is proud to announce its theme for 2026, Back to the 80s. The theme marks the fair's 80th anniversary. Each year's theme helps shape the overall fair experience. Fairgoers can expect an atmosphere inspired by the 1980s, celebrating the music, fashion, and pop culture that defined the era. The theme is designed to inspire participation, creativity, and fun across every exhibit category, providing a creative framework for exhibitors of all ages and skill levels. Additional details about theme decor, promotions, interactive experiences, and community exhibits signups will be announced in the coming months. The California Mid-State Fair will return July 15th through the 26th. The County Behavioral Health Department has been selected to receive a $21 million grant from the state. Supported by Proposition 1, the grant will be used to purchase and renovate an existing facility in Paso Robles, offering a comprehensive range of behavioral health services and resources to youth and adults. This is a new Pathways Home project, looking to address gaps in mental health and substance use disorder services. According to the Behavioral Health Department, the project will include a new 16-bed psychiatric health facility, the first adult crisis residential treatment program in Solo County to offer short-term support to community members navigating through a mental health crisis, and the first crisis residential treatment program. The facility is planned to be renovated on top of an existing facility at 416 Spring Street. There will be a presentation for this project in the February 3rd Paso Robles City Council meeting. In sports, for the NFL, the Seahawks and Patriots will face each other in the Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Jazz 115-103, the Knicks over the Kings 103-87, the Thunder beat the Pelicans 104-95. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Cavaliers, the Warriors will go against the Jazz, the Spurs will face the Rockets, the Hornets will go against the Grizzlies. In California news, President Donald Trump says he has signed an executive order seeking to speed up the reconstruction of homes destroyed in the 2025 LA wildfires. The order seeks to issue regulations that would assist in rebuilding permits. Social media app TikTok has finalized its new ownership structure in the United States and is facing issues regarding censorship. Claims that the social media platform is censoring videos critical of Donald Trump, ICE, or mentions Jeffrey Epstein. Governor Gavin Newsom announced on X he is launching a review as to whether the app is violating state law through this alleged censorship. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Irrigation can be tricky. Obviously, job number one is to make sure that water isn't the limiting factor to crop development, but how do you know that your system is performing as planned? That's the question Devin Wright and his team at LUMO think they have found an answer to, and he's proving it with wine grape growers in Northern California.
And we usually actually run the system for a couple weeks or whatever off. We just let them do their plan. We just track the data. We say, you irrigate the way you would have irrigated. Have a guy go out with an ATV, manually open it for 9 hours, come back, and we'll show you what your system was doing versus your plan. And that's usually off by, significant double-digit percentages. You know, it's not uncommon for it to be more than 10%, 20%. We often see irrigations that are outside of the plan by 50, 60%.
Wright says there are a lot of reasons this might be the case, but with the data from LUMO, vineyard managers are able to start making adjustments.
You know, then we have all these tools where we start to run the LUMO program, use the scheduling, the volume-based irrigation, the AI system for leak detection and solving problems and faults in the field, our pump automation, integrating all that. Then we start to close that gap. And that's when they're like, oh, this is awesome.
You can learn more about this precision irrigation technology at their website, lumo.ag.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Event happening February 12th to 14th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations. With in-person inspections available, choose from agriculture equipment, construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Tulare to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Tulare.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime.
it can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Since the non-native golden mussel was first discovered in October 2024 in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, the potentially pipe-clogging mollusk has spread as far south as Riverside County. Invasive pest management experts acknowledge eradication is likely impossible. They say the goal should now be to protect non-infested water bodies from mussel introductions, but it won't be easy. Preventing spread to areas that receive Delta water via the California Aqueduct is a large challenge, said Tanya Veldwazin, program lead for the State Water Project Aquatic Nuisance Species Program. Currently available technology to prevent the transfer of mussels is very limited and applicable to only very small volumes of water. Already, the golden mussel has disrupted maintenance activities at the Port of Stockton and a handful of water providers, and its impact is only expected to grow. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K-John's and Atascadero. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K-John's in Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The S&P 500 topped the 7,000 mark for the first time today as investors wait for the Federal Reserve's meeting to conclude the Fed is not expected to lower interest rates today. The Bank of Canada kept its key interest rate unchanged today, though it warned the level of uncertainty from U.S. trade policy and geopolitical risks has ramped up. Gold prices rose to a record, topping $5,300. The weaker U.S. dollar makes gold purchased in dollars more affordable for people in other countries. Chip equipment maker ASML is reporting record demand for recent months. VF, the clothing and footwear company, is raising forecasts for the current quarter, citing strong demand in the holiday season for North Face and Timberland. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jen Cosola. Invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! Hi, Lindsay here from K-John's Jewelry Company. Today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K-John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K-John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-John's designs in the coming year.
Alrighty, reminder once again, this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen will be in. And also will be Deputy Clint Cole discussing the latest cold case murder he solved. Then tomorrow, Murray Powell talking about the issues, and you heard about him on the news earlier this week with the Templeton CDS. And so there you go with that this afternoon. Sound off 12:30 till 2 here on KPRL.
Discover Restaurant Month at Cello Restaurant and Bar, located at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Savor a thoughtfully crafted prefix menu showcasing locally sourced ingredients, including local lamb, house-made pasta, and seasonal produce, prepared with Italian inspiration. Each course is complemented by optional wine pairings, thoughtfully selected to enhance flavor. Restaurant Month starts in January from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Cello Restaurant and Bar, where cuisine meets purpose.
2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Mrs. Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Frontier women had to be tough to survive, but one woman set the standard. She was described as pretty as a Victorian cameo and, when necessary, tougher than twopenny nails. Born in Ireland in the 1860s, Nellie Cashman and her sister migrated to the United States. At the advice of General Ulysses S. Grant, who she met while working in a Boston hotel, Nellie went to San Francisco. Eventually migrating to the Nevada mining camps, working as a cook, she saved enough money to open a miner's boarding house. Later, Nellie went with a group of men to the gold strike in northern British Columbia and opened a boarding house. Hearing about an epidemic that had broken out among the miners, she and six men took pack mules on a 77-day trip to the miners. She nursed 75 of them back to health. Nellie next went to Tucson, Arizona and opened a restaurant, the first business owned there by a woman. Even though she gave away many meals, the restaurant was a success. From Tucson, she went to Tombstone, opening another restaurant. A Reverend Peabody arrived in Tombstone. With no place to hold services, Nellie talked the owners of the Crystal Palace Saloon into letting him use their tavern on Sunday morning. During the services, the pictures of the nudes were covered. Returning from a trip to Mexico, Nellie found her sister had died and left her five children to raise. This didn't cramp Nellie's style. She took the kids with her as she traveled to Wyoming, Montana, and New Mexico. After a trip to Alaska, this time as a miner, at the age of 73, Nellie Cashman settled down in Victoria, British Columbia, where she died 2 years later on January 25, 1925. This 4'11" woman was truly a fireball. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken,
prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Dozens of San Luis Obispo County residents packed the Board of Supervisors' chambers yesterday afternoon in a nearly eight-hour-long forum. Sheriff Ian Parkinson discussed the role of local law enforcement in immigration and customs enforcement. Almost 4 hours of the meeting was dedicated to public comment, and a majority were there to speak out against ICE. The board discussed their next steps, unanimously voting to direct staff to explore options for future actions. Two goal-setting workshops are scheduled for the city of Atascadero this week. The meetings will be held Friday, January 30th, and Saturday, the 31st, in the city council chambers. Friday's meeting starts at 6 p.m. and Saturday's at 9. The meetings will discuss future economic developments, citizen engagement, public safety, emergency planning, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. A man who attacked Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has been charged with assault, walking up to her during a town hall last night and spraying her with an unknown liquid from a syringe.
Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment. I don't know.
President Trump is looking to turn the temperature down on the unrest in Minneapolis.
President Trump has laid out a plan for ending the chaos in Minnesota, which in part requires Minnesota to turn over criminals for deportation. But Mayor Fry doesn't seem willing to play ball there, writing, "I also made it clear that Minneapolis does not and will not enforce federal immigration laws and that we will remain focused on keeping our neighbors and streets safe."
It's Fox's Matt Finn. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
My
Michael's Optical.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. A couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid to upper 30s. For your Thursday, and we'll have a little bit of clouds in the morning, then sunshine, upper 60s. Low 70s Friday and Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then back to low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:06 a.m., 5:27 p.m. And there is no rain in the forecast. It's 44. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like Dougie doors built right in. Once again, sound off this afternoon. Clint Cole, Deputy Clint Cole, will be discussing the latest cold case murder he solved with Karen and you this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Then Murray Powell will be in tomorrow talking about the issues with the Templeton CDS. So there you go. Email into the studio. Kevin@KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you got some petitions to get, particularly Prop 13 and others about the voting and the signature, that type of thing. So, again, these are all available at the headquarters, at the Republican headquarters in Atascadero on El Camino Real. So they need signatures, 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 and the more the better, the more the better. So it doesn't take much to do it. I haven't seen the other ones other than this one for the Save Prop 13, the Local Taxpayer Protection Act. And as I've stated several times, this is so simple to fill out. All right, make sure you are registered to vote. All right, let's see here on the email. Let's see here. Good morning, Kevin. Just heard someone say someone asked for an attorney to call in and talk about possible class action government for constitutional violations. Well, there is a 92-page federal civil rights complaint on Dave Duringer's website. And so you can go on that and check it out for yourself and see. It, again, as I mentioned, it's not that simple to do. Not that simple to do, but it can be done. Just need a little bit of help. All right, another email. Filed our taxes yesterday. We are getting $1,200 more back than last year. Everything income-wise is exactly the same as last year. It's all thanks to the big, beautiful bill. Thanks, President Trump. All right. Good for you. Save props on the text, saveprop13.com. This is super easy. Please get the word out. You can download the form as well. So, again, not that. Okay, so whatever may be on your minds, whether it's the potential for some spots here in the county that would be ice-free zones, you might want to ask your local councils about that too. You might want to just bring it up in a council meeting or ask them what are their thoughts on it, or are they considering it, because it will eventually become up before the city councils. Doesn't matter what the Board of Supervisors do, because you will want people that think it's okay to have criminals roaming around the streets. Okay, let's see here. Okay. What else? Well, let's see here. The County Board of Supervisors, the hundreds it turned out, and as we heard, most of the people were in favor of the protesters. most are in favor of getting ice, no ice, here in this county. It's funny because we always hear about safety and things along those lines from our citizens and our supervisors, and yet they don't want ice in our county, and they want to kind of handcuff them a little bit. It's all you need to know. All you need to know. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Christopher. Hey, so I wonder how many of these people that showed up yesterday who don't have a job that can spend 8 hours down at the Board of Supervisors actually live in this county.
Well, from the looks of it, Greg, they probably are retired, so the job thing is whatever.
Yeah. The other thing, that do they understand that the federal government this coming year is sending $5 million to this county? What if the federal government could just keep the $5 million? Since they don't want to go along with federal law.
Well, my guess is some of them may not be, but, you know, I've heard that a lot, Greg, around the country, and I don't know if I've seen it happen yet where the government didn't, or a judge told them that they could not send the money.
So if I don't want to pay the state, the court tells me I'm forced to pay the state. If the state doesn't want to do what the feds want, the court says, well, you can do whatever you want. I mean, these rules are ridiculous. These judges are making up their own rules. They're not following the law, just like with these protesters or different people. Regardless what anybody thinks, you don't show up to a protest with a gun. You don't come with extra magazines of ammunition. You don't impede other people's life while you're protesting. You don't, like the church thing. That's private property. You don't get to go into private property to make your point. You have no legal authority to go on private property. You know, there was a while back in St. Louis, there was a husband and wife. This was during the George Floyd thing, where 300 protesters broke into their yard and were in front of their house. They were on their property in front of their house protecting themselves as the crowd was screaming they were going to come in and take over their house and kill them and this and that. And because they were protecting their house, they got in trouble. Yet these other people can throw frozen bottles of water at people, but you know, then this Omar woman, who's guaranteed pretty much committed fraud. There's no way you go from $60,000 in your bank account to $30 million in 1 year. Somebody squirted something on me. Yeah, she probably set it up.
No, Greg, I'm not going to do the conspiracy thing every time. And here's something else. If that guy is on the opposite, if he's supposed to be on the side of ICE or Trump, whatever, it's exactly what we don't need is idiots.
Okay, I don't understand what guy you're talking about.
Well, the assumption that that may have been set up, I think, is a little far-fetched. I don't know why. I can't tell you why. But the other is, if that guy is, let's just say on the side of many people who are in favor of ICE, and he's Republican or something along those lines, we don't need idiots like that on our side. You don't give them any kind of ammunition to use.
No, exactly. A person with common sense is not going to go to listen to that woman to talk about what she wants to talk about. You wouldn't go listen to her. I wouldn't go listen to her. We don't agree with her. Why would we go there? So,
well, I might go to listen to her simply because I want to know what the opponents are up to.
Yeah, well, I've spent enough time to go to emergencies and come back from those emergencies where I spent hours there and then watched it on the news, and what they were reporting and saying wasn't what happened there. And I can physically say that because I was involved in the emergency. And that was in the city of Los Angeles. So I don't believe a majority of what media and news reporters and the photos they want to clip and edit what they actually mean or what's actually going on. They have to sensationalize things to make it sellable and to get people to want to hear more on their perspective on what they're trying to portray when it's not the truth.
You think Fox tells the truth all the time?
Heck no. I haven't watched those guys in years. People out there, I do my own homework. I look up, what I think is important to and try to verify through different means of what is actually being said or what is actually being done. It's not that hard to do, and you can verify the truth if you really truly want to, unless you already have a position and you just want to believe something.
Well, unfortunately, too many people on both sides of the fence do that. They don't. They just want to believe something without verifying.
Yeah, I mean, our sheriff in this county is an upstanding, great guy. He's going to follow the law. Why people think that certain laws are okay because they don't like them, that you don't have to do something. So let's say there's a guy with a kid, and it's not an immigration issue. It's some kind of other issue, and they need to arrest this person. They're going to take care of the kid. So they don't care if he gets arrested, if it's on some other kind of thing. What if he just beat up his wife and took the kid? It has nothing to do with immigration. Should you not arrest him then because there's a kid involved?
Well, how many years have I been saying it? Use the kids, you'll get your way.
Yeah, you know. So where were they all marching when the illegal alien had the kid locked in the car over there at the Paso Robles Inn that died? Where was the march for that?
It's like walking in the snow. You can't hear it.
Yeah. I mean, they want one thing, then when it doesn't go their way, just like you were saying, conspiracy, you don't go to the protest with the gun, with the side that says nobody should have guns, and then you're the one that brings the gun to the party. What do you think? And if somebody, regardless of however the gun went off, the gun shouldn't have been there. But if you're one of the other guys that's standing around there, how do you know why the gun went off? And there's 17 rounds in a magazine. Does that mean 16 more are going to go off? You're in the middle of, you don't know what's going to happen. All you hear is a bang, and Are you going to start shooting? Are you going to duck for cover? Are you going to get behind your buddy and let him get shot? What are you going to do?
Well, again, two people that have been killed are props. They were used by props, and they fell for it. And the people that set these poor saps up, They're living, they're not in harm's way. They're given the marching orders through this media thing, this social media thing that we've seen, because it's amazing how fast they move and how all of a sudden boxes of water and masks and signs end up at these locations in a matter of a few minutes.
Right.
Now,
one
of the things that perplexes me or maybe even ticks me off is in the last 2 days I've seen that the Justice or the DOJ, whatever, they're going to be investigating these groups. Where have they been for the last 10 years? I mean, this stuff has been going on, and, you know, we've seen the Summers, the George Floyd and all these stuff. Most people with a brain could figure it out. It just wasn't somebody getting out in the morning and doing these things. It was organized. It was coordinated. It was paid for. Now, all these years later, we're going to investigate this. What took you, it's gotten so big that it may be more difficult now.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much influence from different money, but you look at the photos of these different people and you go, these people are just paid agitators. There's no way that these people would. They're not normal. They're not normal looking people. You don't have a bunch of purple haired people with tattoos all over their faces and earrings and stuff that are normal people, unless that's what Minnesotans look like.
Well,
from the different things I saw, that these people that have been arrested.
Well, what about the one here? Well, the one here in this county who seems to show up at these things dressed as a frog. I don't have no idea what that's about.
Yeah, I know. It's an amazing thing, and I don't believe, you know. Okay, 150 people. You want to protest? Our sheriff's not doing anything wrong. These different things that have happened in the United States and in our country, and you look, they're all connected. Chris was just reporting. I mean, this is going to sound weird, but Chris was just reporting on this invasive mussel that's up in the Delta. The mussel came here on ships from South Asia and China. Are they paying for this invasive mussel? No. The screw worm is affecting cattle and other animals, and it's inching up to the southern border. That came with immigrants, illegal immigration over the last 4 years. That has created another problem, and you want to know why beef ices are high? Because you can't move cattle across the border and do different things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In the past, we had that Zika virus with the mosquito. Affected people from different countries came into our place and created a problem. All of these things come from somewhere else. We take care of things here, and then people do stuff that creates the problem, and it's just okay, and everybody else is supposed to help pay for it.
That's the mentality, unfortunately. All right, Greg, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Okay, just a couple of minutes left. Let's see here on my now favorite. I can guarantee you that the majority of these people who showed up still listen to the drive-by media. They still think they get the news from the Democratic propagandists who have told people for years and years that we need illegals here to do jobs Americans won't do, etc. The major facilitator is that every single job was done before and we had massive illegal immigration. They don't want ICE in our county. They should refuse to pay their federal taxes as well. See how far that gets them. All right. Thank you for that email. All right. Let's see. Finishing up today with this. Many of you do remember this. The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded in 1986. 73 seconds after liftoff, killing the crew of seven. NASA managers had known since 1977 that the design of the solid rocket booster contained a potentially catastrophic flaw in the O-rings and also disregarded warnings from engineers about the dangers of launching in low temperatures. I had a special on that I've aired, I don't know how many, maybe a year or two ago, and it's very... you know, chilling or haunting to listen to this. Something that, again, from government could have been preventable. Could have been and should have been preventable. But that vision for those who watched it and saw the replay on television is something that just kind of stays in your memory. All right, folks, that is it for this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The California Mid-State Fair is proud to announce its theme for the 2026 Mid-State Fair, Back to the 80s. The theme marks the fair's 80th anniversary, and each year's theme helps shape the overall fair experience, designed to inspire participation, creativity, and fun across every exhibit. The Mid-State Fair returns July 15th through the 26th. The County Behavioral Health Department has selected to receive a $21 million grant from the state, supported by Proposition 1. This will be used to purchase and renovate an existing facility at 416 Spring Street, Paso Robles. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen, sound off, we'll have on a Deputy Clint Cole discussing the latest cold case murder he has solved. Amazing work. All right, enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. And continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.